The choice between a jug of fresh water or a fistful of dollars. The Hopi Indians of arid Arizona make that decision in just a moment. First, this note on emerging science from Cynthia Graber.
Researchers at Pennsylvania State University are using waste from food production plants to produce hydrogen. The discovery came about while researchers were examining two separate challenges: finding ways to produce hydrogen for fuel cells and cutting down the waste stream at food production plants. They knew that food production leaves a lot of food in the wastewater, and these scraps are expensive to treat. They also knew that a common bacteria, after munching on the sugar in food known as glucose, produces hydrogen as a byproduct. So they isolated this bacteria, set up a lab test, and produced a significant amount of hydrogen. Then they introduced a methane-producing bacteria to munch through the remaining leftovers. By the end of the process, the sludge that remained was only about a fifth of the waste that most plants have to deal with now. Scientists estimate that the potato chip maker, apple processor, and candy plants they looked at in the Penn State area could produce at least $80,000 worth of hydrogen annually, hydrogen that could be used to power an on-site fuel cell generator for heating, cooling, or electricity. The scientists hope to have their new power production method operating at a test plant in a little over a year. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Cynthia Graber.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.